hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
I'm having a good time with it, but I'm getting a lot of calls from, you know, a lot of you guys are Pornhub folk. And you'll click on it. Brady, you don't know about this, but you go on Pornhub and there's choices, like tons and tons. And you're like, oh, okay, I want to see Lana Rhoades' first throat bang. I've never seen a throat
bang
before. Ooh,
yeah, that's good stuff.
So I click on it, and then sometimes it'll go right to the video, but some other times it goes to this thing where it just starts to show, and you can't do anything about it. It starts to show like an ad, this weird ad. So then you got to wait, and it says skip to video. Well, it's right next to, like, if your finger goes to the wrong spot, very much like a woman, if you finger the wrong thing, something bad happens. So you hit the ad, and all of a sudden, it's in my phone.
And I had like 16 different pop-ups kept coming up. So this thing that makes a...
The perils of porn.
It is the perils of porn.
You're interested in this product.
Exactly. It expresses interest, and because they're crooked companies, it grabs all the information out of your phone number and thing. And so they've been calling me like crazy. And they did it Friday. I did the exact same thing. It's a Asian place. And they start saying, you want to have better night sex? You want to have more better sex? I'm like, yeah, I'd like that, but I'm not allowed because your product makes me commit rape. And then they go, oh, well, 30-day trial for free. Like Friday we're going, I mean, that lady never gave up Friday. It's like, you still get 30-day free trial.
Yeah, got to go to jail, though, because I use your product. Made me rape people.
Okay, well, 30-day trial come if you just say yes. I'm like,
can't do it. So many rapes.
She was this one here.
Unreal.
This one here, I brought up children.
You went to the next level.
She bailed out. Just got another one of those calls.
You see what her breaking point is?
Yeah, I think now I know. Yeah. Yeah, I got to stop that on account of the kids.
Oh, you have sex with children?
Yeah, because of your product.
And then they're like, okay, thanks for a good time.
Because I think they have to say that no matter how bad the call went. The last thing they always say is thanks for good time.
You try bestiality.
Give me a good rating.
That's one I'll do next.
Yeah, I do like bestiality.
Put that
next
on my list. I also do the exact same thing for those mortgage people. So I was on Zillow, and instead of looking at somebody's house thing, I clicked on some get a loan now. I'm like, oh, no.
40 lenders.
Yeah, and then they start calling like crazy. I'm like, it has to be from that. And I didn't realize I hadn't turned ad blocker off because my new phone came and it popped it back on. So they'll call, and I tell the loan people that I tend to kids too. They're really taken aback by it.
I bet.
They don't see that coming at all with their mortgage ideas. But you're going to bother me, and I'm going to make your ears bleed. So that's just how I run it. We're in a world where that stuff's scary, man. If you don't do that ad blocker thing, you get grabbed by every single corner you walk around that wants to cash in on your phone being wide open for business.
I had a cashier got offended because I wouldn't give my phone number. I'm just tired of giving my phone number out everywhere because that's why you get all these calls.
Exactly.
And I'm like, and I was buying sunglasses at like the Oakley store. It's a young girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, I don't want to give you my phone number. And she's like, oh, well, you know, I have to do it. It's my job. And I'm like, well, I don't have to give you my
phone. Yeah, I don't have to do anything. 555. F-C yourself.
But see,
that's too many numbers.
The younger generation is just programmed.
I know. They think it's fine.
Yeah, they don't think twice about it anymore.
They've been advertised to so much that it's like, our generation was the one that changed the whole Social Security thing. My grandpa would lose his mind if anybody even uttered, give me your Social Security number. Like, you're never going to get that from me ever. That's all my identity and all this. They're so used to being advertised to and giving away their personal information, it's ridiculous. And it's, you know.
I mean, we've already lost the battle. The battle's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can still.
You can curb it.
Periodically.
Yeah, you can.
Nah.
You can stem the tide of how much it's got you by just saying, no, if I actually have the opportunity not to give you my info, I won't. You know, I give out fake emails like crazy whenever they ask.
Oh, sure.
But I'm not handing out my info. But the bad thing is when you call and you get something, and they're like, is this the phone number we can reach you? And you're like, oh, I didn't even think of that. It just registers when you call.
Hell, I feel weird even when we have listeners winning tickets from us.
I know. We have to ask them a ton of questions.
Jesus, it's a book. Yep. I wish I didn't have to.
But that's for giveaways.
It's Randall's
fault. That's because of taxes. That's the government's fault. Because if you win more than $600, no, it is. We have to do it because if you win more than $600, we're on the hook for it. And we don't want to do that. So if you get $600, then they get taxed.
But then when they come in to pick up their prize and they have to go through the facial recognition and all
that. Well, that would be better then, because then we wouldn't have to ask any questions. But when you come in for Godsmack tickets and you got to give up your social security number, it does seem a little bit extra. Like, I never win from you guys. Like, give us your social security number, your phone number, and your address. Why? Just do it. Because you might win something big later. Well, let's deal with it when I do. We got to keep track of all of it.
Yeah, that would be the thing. If you go over $600, then we have to.
Yeah, but if you're one of them ticket hogs and you win once a month and you're winning a value of $100 a ticket.
Sure.
Once you hit that number. Then we ask for the stuff. But then you could just start giving falsities. But that's the whole point. It's cash business. I don't get it.
It's all goofy.
Everybody's after everybody's stuff. But I'll tell you right now, you call me, I'm going to tell you a tale that is going to make your toes curl. Those poor people in Indonesia, they're not used to the stuff I say. I go after it.
Do they ever fight back? I like it when they fight back.
Sometimes they just stick to script. I mean, what I find most is less of a fight and more of just a, oh, if you act now, it's like one of those, like, wow, you didn't
stay
even
on script.
Did not phase you. I got to go harder.
I was pretty impressed. Somebody called me a dick and hung up on me.
That's pretty good.
That was solid.
I like when I make them laugh.
Yeah, I got that go F yourself.
Yeah.
When they laugh, it's fun because then you get to stick with it. And then you see how far they're monitored. So they have to I can't really drift off or hang up. But if they start to giggle, like, oh, my God, what am I into? And then they have to stick to the script. It's fun. I'd record them all on my cell phone, but we'd be here all day. I got to unload a few of them. But that is a good way to get it. I need you to take me off the call list because your product makes me want to kids. Pretty much get you no more calls. But this particular one, this is three out of the last 4 days. They took Sunday off.
Because there's no communication on how many times you've been called. Like, oh, this person said this to me last time.
Right, but if you ask to be taken off.
Or, you know.
If you say take me off the list, they're supposed to. Now, I just give them a reason. That's the difference.
Do you block all the numbers? Because you can block callers.
No, I like
them. I have like 500 numbers blocked.
Yeah, I have.
It's actually curbed it a little bit. It's slowed down.
I have a love for them in a weird way.
Do you?
Yeah.
It depends on
what's coming in.
It's good. It's a good little release when you're driving. And you're like, oh, God, I get to talk to somebody. Hi, Mr. Holmberg. How are you? I understand you had long, hot nights. Oh, yeah, I love those hot nights. Yes, we can provide a hot night. Cool, cool. I'm going by a bus stop now. Okay, real good. Can you get it to me by tomorrow? Why? So I can pick a couple kids up right now.
You might get drunk one night and just go ahead and order it.
Yeah, I might. Long, hot nights. Sounds all right. Next one, I'm going to try to bang the lady on the phone.
Oh, there you go.
You keep talking dirty to me like this. I'm going to creep through the phone.
What are you wearing?
Bang you on a long, hot night.
I want to fly you to the States. Yeah.
How many men have said it? Just because my finger went to the wrong place. Now I'm in all sorts of heat. Got to deal with this. We got What Would Brady Do coming up in just seconds. If you've got a problem, throw it to us. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can put it up on Facebook or text it. 97936. We'll get your phone number and information off of that. And we will be unrelenting calling you for long, hot nights. What Would Brady Do coming up next?
Big Red Badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98kupd.